let's learn to drive right now. We're going to do our Racine County Staying Safe program right now. With me from the program is Tom Ditter from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. Each month we do a different program to help people with safety. We did buses. We do, you know, snow safety when you're driving. And now we're going to talk about teenage drivers. It's going to shiver up your spine if you got a teenager, huh? Jeff Urban is here from the Driver's Ed program at Union Grove High School. I think that's every parent's fear. Oh, no, they want a permit. I remember on Leave It to Beaver when Wally gets his permit, his mother is panicking. And then he wants the keys when he passes. Well, you just got it. Why don't you wait a few months? Teenagers don't want to wait. I passed. I want the keys. Give them to me now. Yes. You must be frightened to death driving with teenagers in a car.
Well, that's what most people ask. They'll say, aren't you terrified? I could never do that. Well, you do it long enough and you learn that, you know, you have to stay calm. And the more you do it, it's just like anything in life. You get better at it, you know. So the more I sit in the car with these kids and the more you learn what mistakes they're going to make before they make them, and you get more comfortable that way. But I've been doing it 28 years, so it takes a lot to rattle me right now. Yeah.
Have you ever had a kid who just can't handle it and you know there's going to be an accident somewhere because they just can't handle the stress of driving, or they can't figure out that you've got to go slowly on the brake, you know, jam it on. And when you get to a stop, you don't roll through a stop sign. You got to pay attention to the signs, pay attention to the surroundings.
I do get kids like that, but I've never gotten to a point where I've had to stop the lesson and just say, we can't do it. We've had to pull over. I've had kids cry in the car.
Really?
Yeah, I have. I have. And you learn that first year that you can't yell at them.
And you cried too, right?
I've never cried in the car. Maybe after. But no, you learn, you know, these kids, they'll calm down in the car, and then we start in the slow areas if we have to. I'll start in a parking lot. I've had kids where I've only had to start with in a parking lot. Then we'll graduate to like a residential area and move from there. But I've never had a kid where I've actually had to stop the lesson, so that's good. But I have had kids that have never driven before.
So on 2 1/2 Men, they let the little kid drive the car in a parking lot, and he jams on the brakes, and Charlie says in the backseat, notice how close we are to the dumpster now. We weren't as close before, yes, but we're close now. My dad, too, I just remembered that. He took me to the department store parking lot a few times.
That's a great idea. I put out a video in my last, because my class is online, my classroom portion is, except for a couple of days. In my last video, I tell the parents on the video, because they have to watch it with a kid and then email me to tell me that they watched it. And I tell them, I say, start in an empty parking lot. Start in a cemetery, someplace where you go real slow and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to worry about high speeds or much traffic, and then graduate from there. Because a lot of parents, they're like, they want me to take them out first, but I want to teach them a lot more than that. So that's why I always tell them empty parking lots are one of the best places to start, because, you know, chances of hitting something are pretty slim.
That dumpster's getting closer.
Yes, it is.
It wasn't as close 2 minutes ago.
And it's not on wheels either.
Yeah. I just remember my father, I never forgot all about that. Took me to the Mays Department Store parking lot on a Sunday, and it was closed on Sundays. And he said, now I want you to park here.
Yeah.
See the lines, park in the lines. I forgot all about that. He just reminded me of that. Yeah. I don't know about cemetery, so. I wouldn't want to knock over a tombstone.
Well, I wouldn't either, but the speeds at a cemetery are mostly 10 miles an hour, and it's winding. They're usually winding, so it's a very slow speed.
I can never do your job in a million years. I just couldn't. I couldn't handle the stress.
I've heard that so many times.
But you have double brakes, right?
I have a brake on my side, yes. And like I mentioned before, I do have, I wish I had a gas pedal at times. And I went to the Driver's Ed Conference at Wisconsin Dells. I go there every spring, and they had one of the speakers had a show of hands, said, who has a brake? And everybody raised their hand and said, who has a gas pedal? And one person, I don't know how they got it, but they have a gas pedal on their side. So I don't know how that is.
Where do you get cars that are made like that?
So it's not the car itself. We buy the brake and we install it into our car. And then it's just a cable that runs over and attaches to the top of their brake. And then when I push on mine, it pulls on their brake.
I'd be hitting it all the time.
Yeah. I use it a lot, yes.
And I do it now when my wife's driving the fake brake. You know, you're always hitting the fake thing with your foot.
That's what all my kids will tell me. They say, my mom's over there hitting the brake. Yeah, there's no brake. So.
Just tapping that fake one. Yep. Well, that's
great. Don, at the end of the show, he'll tell you where you can get one of those brakes if you want to install it on your car.
I'm fine now. I'm not teaching everybody to drive. When I taught my daughter to drive, I was scared to death because she had an attitude when she went in, like, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. And she got upset because this car, I think cut her, it was a nun driving a car, cut her off and yelled at her through the window. And we were driving down a side street in Brown Deer. And, you know, I didn't give anybody the finger. It was a nun. I didn't do anything like that. But, you know, she's, you know, it's about 10 miles an hour, 12 miles an hour of the street.
Well, you know what you'd be surprised at is we have stickers all over the car that say driver's ed. And the amount of people that will cut us off or honk at us, it's surprising to me because you think, I mean, it's very obvious that we're learning to drive. It's a driver's ed student, and people will still cut us off and honk at us even though they know the kid's learning to drive and that they're not very good yet. So
what are the driving ages in Wisconsin? When can you get your permit, learner's permit?
At the age of 15, you can get your temporary.
Whoa. Yeah,
your temporary license. It used to be 15 and a half. Now it's 15. So you can hold your temps for up to a year. That was one of the best decisions the state ever made because in the 6 months, because it used to be 15 and a half, and some of these kids in 6 months just don't practice enough. In a year, I'm finding that more kids, I think, are ready at the age of 16 if they're getting their temps at 15. I have twin boys that are 17. I made sure on their 15th birthday they got their temps and they practiced for an entire year.
Oh, terrific. Yeah.
So I think that's been one of the best things. So
what could you get? You get your license at 16 in Wisconsin?
16, yeah.
Whoa.
What was it in...
17.
It was 17.
But most people, 18. If you didn't take driver's ed, it was 18.
Oh, it is still. If you don't take driver's ed, it's still 18 in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But you don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to take any driver's ed.
It helps with your, they say it helps with your insurance. I never saw my insurance going down. Yeah. I mean, I'm up there in age now. I just told State Farm, you know, I did take driver's ed 70 years ago. So.
Do I get it? Still counts.
It still counts.
And you know what, though? Yeah. Older people, I think there should be a driving update every once in a while. Yeah. You know, my mother was driving until she was like in her late 80s. Now, she was a good driver. The problem was she had my father, who used to touch everything, and he had Alzheimer's toward the end, touching everything in the car. And I said, Mom, you're not even paying attention. You're too worried about him.
Yeah.
I can't. I said, give me your license. She said, you're right. Here it is. I said, I will drive you wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
You call me when I get it, and everywhere you don't have to drive. You can't drive with him anymore.
That is a debate that comes up at our conferences every year, and it's such a touch. It's, you know, it's a sensitive topic because can you imagine driving 60 years of your life, and then you go in and have to take a road test and fail, and now that freedom that you've had for 60 years is gone. So it is a tough subject, but you're absolutely right. There are some. My grandmother was the same way. Rest her soul. She. Her last few years of her life, she was not a good driver.
No, and she was a good driver.
She should have been on the road.
But. She couldn't drive with my father in the car, and I couldn't take that chance anymore. She had a beautiful Cadillac, which, plus the parking spot she had at the place she lived, had a cement pillar, and she must have hit that pillar about 20 times. The whole side of the car was scratched up. It's the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission Staying Safe Today. Tom Nitter is here from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. And we also have a special guest, Jeff Urban, is here. He's a driving instructor, runs the driver's ed department at Union Grove High School, my wife's alma mater. There you go.
But yeah, great school.
You didn't teach her, though. You know, one thing about my driver's ed teacher I never forgot, and I think about this every time I come to a yellow light. He said, what does the yellow light mean? And everybody said, slow down. He goes, no, clear the intersection. Get out because the light's going to turn red. So if you're there, get through it. If you're not there, you can stop. But just make sure the intersection's clear. And every time I do, I'm going to clear the intersection. Because I forget his name. He was such a great guy, too. I really love that guy. He was good. Do they still show the horror films of the accidents?
It's, you know, because you can run your program. You know, everybody runs their program a little different. And some of the videos I show, I do show some, especially the seatbelt ones that I want the kids to see just so they understand how important the seatbelt is. Because I always tell them, if I rank everything in order of importance that I'll teach you from 1 to 100, number one is wearing a seatbelt by far.
Well, they used to run from the Ohio State Patrol, Ohio State Police, 16-millimeter movies we had. And they used to run these, and these were, this is what happens. They had body parts laying all over the place, and these poor kids were, I'm not going to drive.
I get a lot of kids that'll tell me after they see certain videos that they don't want to drive now, and I tell them that's not the purpose of the video.
I'll
the purpose is to drive safe.
I'll take an Uber from now on where I got to go. I don't want to drive. They were scary movies.
Yeah.
Some kids said, oh, look at that. Look at that guy's head. It's like
there's not as many quite like that anymore.
Yeah, these were the Ohio State Patrol, and they were. You can see them on YouTube. Yeah, they still have the old Highway State Patrol
videos
out there. Okay, let's get to some of these five driving points here. Now, this is hard to read on the screen because it's written in white on a bright color. No cell phones. There's something I never had to deal with. Do you tell them to shut the phones off when they get in the car?
Yes. That is the biggest growing epidemic in our country by far, and they can't really put a number on it. You know, there's thousands of people dying in our country every year because of cell phone use, but they can't really put a number on it because if you are on your cell phone and you're driving down a road and you go off the road, hit a tree and crash and die and you're the only one involved, that's not going to be a statistic. They're not going to even worry about cell phones because you're the only person involved. But so they can't really put a number on it. But I tell these kids two things have to happen when they start. When they get in the car the first time to drive, you put your seatbelt on and you silence your phone. And I always tell them, I think most kids plan on not texting and driving. I show them enough videos. They understand how dangerous it is. But I always tell them, this is what I tell them, it's a snowball effect. I think when you are driving down the road, and these kids, and there's nobody in the car to tell you not to be on your phone, and you hear a notification, maybe you ignore it, but then you get another one and another one. I said, at some point, what's going to happen, you're going to be on a road where nobody's at, you're going to check that phone, and I always ask them, what's going to happen? And they'll say, crash. And I say, probably not. You're probably just going to check it real quick, and it's probably not going to crash. And I always tell them, that's the worst thing that could happen, because then you think you can do it again. Then you think you can do it again. Next thing you know, you're part of the problem and not part of the solution, and you're texting and driving all the time. And I said, and it's just a matter of time then before you're going to cause an accident. So
the odds are eventually going to catch up with you.
Absolutely.
We're talking about teen driving, driver safety. When I'm driving with my wife, my phone goes up, don't look at it. And she's right. It takes a second because someone else can cut ahead of you, cut in.
Yep.
Could be an animal in the road, could be a person in the road.
Yep.
Now, for that second you look at your cell phone, mm-hmm. like when I get a call from Tom Nitter, I never answer that phone call while I'm driving.
I don't blame you.
I say, he can wait. It's not important. No, it's always important when Tom calls. But, cell phone usage, I never had to deal with that.
I didn't either.
So they have to shut it off and drivers in.
Because I put them behind the driver so I can see them too. So if they check I ever see them on their phone while they're in the driver's ed car behind me, obviously I holler at them,
Do you have other kids in the car beside the driver?
Yes, there's one because they need 6 hours of driving and 6 hours of observation. So I do two-hour lessons, one, with two kids. One student drives and the other one's behind watching and observing. So they have to observe 6 hours also. So.
Whoa. Yeah, we had two people in the back seat, one person driving.
Okay.
And in the rearview mirror, you can see them having a fun fooling around the back seat and just distracting me.
Yeah.
But I just remember those days. How can I remember that? But it was, pretty important to me. I wanted to get and I told you, I had, my high school didn't give it for the summer.
Yeah.
They give it during the regular year, but not for the summer. So I had to walk to the other high school.
Oh.
And it took about maybe an hour to walk there, maybe a little more. Walked to the other high school.
Different.
Yeah, and when it rained, I got an umbrella. I walked in the rain. But that's how important it was. And then I got my driver's license, and every kid in the high school was my new best friend.
Yep. Now, I was telling Tom, I said, I am surprised at how many kids, because of social media, that how many kids I get in class that aren't that excited about getting their license, because that was the only freedom we had. We didn't have our social media. We didn't have cell phones, so our only freedom was to get your license and drive. I get some kids in class that'll be honest with me, and they'll tell me that the only reason they're in driver's ed is because their parents making them, because they just really don't have that desire to get out and go places, which is surprising to me. Now, there are still those kids like us that just can't wait so they can get out of the house and drive somewhere and go somewhere with their friends. But
it is the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission Hour today. Tom Nitter is here from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. And we're talking about teen driving safety. Jeff Urban is here from the Driver's Ed program at Union Grove High School. I think teenagers have to realize driving is not a right. It's a privilege. And that privilege can be taken away from you anytime. I mean, they'll just snatch it from you and you'll never drive again.
Absolutely.
So be careful driving. We were just talking during the break here. A 20-year-old driver had a major accident on 16th Street here just about a couple of weeks ago. I don't think she had a license. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure she's the one, and I shouldn't say I'm pretty sure, allegedly took the life of another driver the week before. So, you gotta have a license to drive. Okay, so we talked about 15, you can get your permit,
yes,
right?
Yes, you can get your permit at 15.
That's the old child.
Now, just so you know, I believe in Michigan it's 14 and a half.
Now, I know if you're in the farm country, you can get a license a little earlier because you got to help out on the farm with tractors and everything else. My brother's friend bought a car when he was 16, and drove it in his aunt's backyard. Back and forth. They'd sit in this convertible, go back and forth in her yard, which is okay. It's private property.
It's legal,
And they would get in the car. They'd go from one side of the yard to the other, back and forth, in this convertible with the radio going. I guess they had a good time doing it.
I tell my students, hey, you can legally drive as long as it's not on a public roadway. You can do that without a license.
Now, so what is it?
If they have room, they can practice at home.
I know you're not an expert on motor vehicles, but I see these electric bicycles all over the road.
Yeah.
And they're driving in traffic, and they don't have a license plate. Is that legal to do that?
I believe it is legal, yes. And
that could be dangerous.
That's another controversial topic that we talk about at our conferences where, you know, people argue that, a lot of bicyclists don't follow all the rules of the road.
It's an electric bike.
But even electric bikes, they're all, even a regular bike's supposed to. They're supposed to still stop at a stop sign. But, I'll admit, if I'm riding a bike, I don't always stop at a stop sign either. But that is one of the things that comes up at our conferences because it is an issue.
Here's my biggest pet peeve. A school bus is there. They have the red stop sign out and people drive past it.
And just so everybody listening knows, unless it's a divided road, it doesn't matter how many lanes there are. There could be 8 lanes of traffic. If that bus is all the way 7 lanes over away from you and it's not divided, that's illegal.
If it's a boulevard with that island in the middle, then
With the island in the middle, if it's divided, you can continue to drive on the other side.
I can't tell you how many people I see go. Yes. And stop signs. When I retire, I'm getting a beach chair. I'm going to sit at the corner of Victory and whatever that street is over here and just videotape all the drivers passing the stop sign. They just roll. Some of them roll through it. They hit the brakes, but they roll. Some don't even make that effort.
Yeah,
because it's early in the morning. They think, what are the chances of another driver coming? You only find out once.
Yep. Yes,
the driver was there, and you might not even realize it.
$153 fine if you're rolling through a stop sign.
How much is it?
$153. That's what the cop told one of my students because I had a student not stopping completely, and he thought he was stopping completely. And I kept saying, you're not stopping completely. He said, yeah, I am. And I said, no, you're close, but not quite. And sure enough, we pulled over to do a Y turn. Cop pulled up alongside of us, had us roll our window down. He said, hey, I know your instructor's with you, but you didn't stop at that stop sign back there. So the kid never said a word the rest of the lesson because he knew I was
Where'd they get the $3 from?
I don't know.
That's the state legislature.
It's a tip.
$3.
$153. Yeah. So I don't
know. $153.
And that could have changed. That might be higher now. That was a couple years ago. So
Okay, third on our list here, it looks like second on our list says no extra passengers.
So with their temporary license, they can drive with a parent, guardian, or somebody 21 or older with written permission in that is in charge of them. And then they can have as many immediate family members as they want in the car. Once they get their probationary license for 9 months, the first 9 months, they can only have one non-immediate family member in the car. So they can have one friend in the car. So they're limited on the amount of passengers, and that's because of the distractions that they're going to cause. So they could still have a couple siblings in the car and a parent and a friend, but that first 9 months they have their probationary license, they can only have one friend.
And isn't there a restriction like overnight hours
so
from midnight to 5?
Midnight to 5 a.m., they can't drive by themselves. They could still drive with a parent, and there are exceptions if they're driving from home to school, school to home, home to work, or work to home. Those are the exceptions as far as driving from midnight to 5 a.m. for the first 9 months.
I remember the first song I ever heard on the radio when I got my driver's license. I said to my mother, can I take the car out? She goes, why do you have to take the car? I said, I'm going to Mays Department Store. Why can't you walk? Because I got a driver's license. She did not want me driving that car. And I said, can I please have the keys? I don't see why you can't walk. Because it's 45 minutes to walk, and I can drive there in 5 minutes. And so she gave me the keys. I turned on the radio. The first song I heard, Maggie May by Rod Stewart.
You still remember that?
You always forget. Never forget your first girl. Yeah. Never forget your first radio station.
At least it wasn't Hot Rod Lincoln or something like that.
It was Maggie May by Rod Stewart, my first song. And I got in the car and I was terrified because I was alone.
Yeah.
There was nobody in the car. And I lived to tell the tale.
Yeah.
I went to the department store, got what I wanted, came home, parked the car. When my daughter first got her license and she said, okay, I'm going to the Butler Skate Rink. This is Butler, right? North of Milwaukee. And she said, I'm going to Butler Skate Land. Can I have the keys? Oh, no. So, and it was at night. So she drove there and my wife and I followed her in the car. She didn't see us to make sure she got there okay. Then we went home and I said, call us when you're coming. There was no cell phone. So I said, call us when you're coming back. She called us. We ran down to Butler Skate Land and followed her home. And just before she got home, we pulled ahead, you know, got ahead of her. Yeah. So we pulled into the driveway. I was laying on the carpet the whole time at home saying, please make this night end. Please make it end. Because it was nice. She had kids in the car with her. But she was great.
Yeah.
She got into one accident in her entire life. Wow. Actually, two accidents. One was she was parked and a school bus sideswiped her and pulled the door off the car.
Oh.
And the bus driver swore it was her, but there were cameras.
Yeah.
Bus driver lying. And the other one, she was driving and a guy ran a red light and hit her broadside, put her in the hospital.
Oh, boy.
And cracked a bunch of bones on her. Jeez. And
so she was in two accidents, you said, but neither one were her fault.
Well, the one, a guy ran a red light and just hit her broadside. And lucky there were a whole bunch of cars. It was on Lincoln Boulevard in Milwaukee. And also the bus driver just took her door off and then lied about it. And they pulled out the...
That's great for cameras. I actually have, I'm one of the first in the state to actually put a dash camera in my car. And I use that footage to teach my kids. So when they're watching videos, they watch dash cam footage of me teaching and certain things that have happened in front of us. And that works out great. But getting back to your story about the first drive, my twin boys... We came back from the DMV after they both got their temporary license and, after they both passed a road test, got their probationary license, and we pulled into the driveway and my wife had forgotten something at the grocery store, and about a mile down the road is Piggly Wiggly and Union Grove. And so we said, hey, can you guys go get this? And so the two of them got in that car, and I'll never forget, that was their first drive. But what's nice is Life 360, you guys know what that is? It's an app where we can see where they are and we can see the speed they're going. We can, you know, you can really monitor. I know a lot of kids don't like it, but it's a great way for parents. As long as they have their phone with them, you can see exactly the speed they're going and where they are at all times.
Well, you can do what I do. Just lay on the floor and pray for the day to be over. Pray for the night to be over. Please bring her home. I want to go to sleep.
That's another option.
Yeah. And that's what I did. Okay. No speeding. Now you think that would be obvious.
You would think so. I get a lot of kids in the car for their first lesson. They'll just, all of a sudden, they're just going five over. And I always tell them, you know, I'm not going to let you go five over. Your parents might let you do that. And the biggest thing I stress to them, too, and I don't lie to them. I say, I'd be lying to you if I told you I never drove five over. But I always tell them, but five over isn't always okay. I'll give an example. If we're out on Highway 20 and there's three lanes, it's 45, and maybe you're going 50 in that 45 with three wide lanes and not a lot of traffic. Is it really that dangerous? I tell them, probably not. It's still a violation of the law. But then I tell them, okay, we're in a residential neighborhood, 25 speed zone, Sunday, you know, kids out everywhere, people riding bikes, people walking. Is 30 okay in a 25? And most of them will say no. And I said, that's exactly it. You can't, you know, five over isn't always okay. So I always tell, I don't like parents when they tell their kids five over is okay, because I just don't think it always is.
Well, I go to the speed limit. When I come in, it's about 5:20 in the morning. And there's always somebody on my bumper because they're late for work.
Yes.
And they're like trying to move me. And I can't even see their headlights are so close. I'm going 30. If you don't want to go 30, get up earlier in the morning. So you're not in such a bit. I'm not in a rush.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to work on plenty of time today.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling you before we went on the air today, my dad, when I had my learner's permit, took me for, you know, around the small streets. And said, all right, let's go on the LIE, Long Island Expressway. I said, no. He said, you're going to have to learn how to do this and learn with me because I know how to drive this expressways. And your driver's ed teacher is going to take you on the Long Island Expressway. Trust me. Let's go. So we went on there and I'm traveling at 55 miles an hour. He said, no, pick it up. I said, 55. Keep up with the flow of traffic or you're going to cause an accident because you're making people pass you. They're going like 65 miles an hour. And they were all trying to pass me, and they're trying to cut other drivers off in the left lane to get ahead of me. He said, keep up with the flow of traffic, or you're going to cause a big accident. And I was shaking. I said, I think I'll take the next exit. I can't handle this. But he was right in a way. Yes, the speed limit was 55, but in reality, people were passing me.
I tell kids there's that fine line, but I also tell them, like, on the freeway out here, when we do our freeway lesson, there's four lanes when we're out there. And I say, if you go 70 in the right lane, you'll be fine. There's three lanes for people to pass you. Even if it seems like everybody on the freeway is going faster than you, you could still do the speed limit in that right lane and not have to worry about it. But, yes, there could be a situation where there aren't three, you know, four lanes or three lanes, and traffic's moving real fast and everybody's swerving around you, or you might have to go a little faster, but that's... you know, there's a fine line there to tell kids that
I just
the
remember
speed to be safe.
His know? Exact words were, keep up with the flow yeah. of traffic or you're going to cause an accident.
And parents tell their kids that all the time, but I always tell them there's very rarely will you be in a situation where you're going to have to speed to stay safe. So it's a rare situation, but it can.
Talking about staying safe at the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission, we're talking about driving, teenage driving safety. It should be everybody's driving safety, teenage driver. And if you want, you can follow along to what we're doing. Just go to RacineCounty.com/staying safe. You'll see the list of all the programs we've done, all our posters. And you look down the list, you'll see the latest one is teenage driving safety. So go to RacineCounty.com/staying safe, and you'll see it right there. And you've got an app to talk about.
Yes, the Safe Roads app. That is one that has been promoted for a couple of years at all our driver's ed conferences. I believe Bots is the one who started that. And I've had it on my phone for a couple of years. But what happens is you'll drive. After you get to your location, within 5 to 10 minutes, it will ask you if you were the passenger or if you were the driver. And if you were the driver, then you click that, and then it gives you a score. Now, how it scores you is, I'm looking at this right now on my phone. It's acceleration score, brake score, cornering score, steadiness score, a swerve score, a phone score if you're on your phone, and then a speed score. And the higher your scores are, after a certain amount of time, you get, if you keep the scores high, you actually win gift cards and like the Amazon and other places.
Oh, okay.
So it's a great thing for teens and for adults to actually, you know, get gift cards and just for safe driving.
Let's get through our list here. No alcohol. Again, obvious.
Yeah.
But you got teenagers. They go to a party. They think nothing's wrong. I can take a drink or two. You'd be surprised how blurry your eyes get after a few drinks.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't drink. But I've heard stories about, you know, people say, I can drive. No, you can't. That's why people die in car crashes, because you can't drive
yeah.
when well, you're drunk.
The biggest problem with alcohol is it lowers your inhibitions, so it makes you think that you're okay when you're not. There is a not-a-drop law in Wisconsin, so anybody under 21 can't have any amount of alcohol in their system. So if they get pulled over and they blow a .01, that would be illegal for them. So it's not about the intoxication limit if you're under 21. So that has been a good, you know, a law that's been added. But it is definitely, you know, cell phones and drinking are probably the two biggest problems, I think, in Wisconsin when it comes to driving.
I would agree.
And I always ask kids, I'll say, how many times have you gone out, you know, with your parents or whatever to a fish fry or something, and your parents have had some drinks, and then they drive you home? And I say, well, you know, maybe they were okay, maybe not. But you might, you know, it's one of those where, you know, again, there's that line where, you know, what's okay and what's not. So but I stress with them that they absolutely can't have a drop in them. They can't even transport alcohol knowingly until they're 21 years old. So if they had alcohol in the
and
car.
And no open containers, yeah. period, for anybody.
No open for anybody, yeah. but they can't even transport. So, like, if they went to a grocery store with their parents, they could drive to the grocery store, but if the parents buy alcohol, and even if they put it in the trunk, it doesn't matter. They can't transport it knowingly. So.
And one more, no driving or riding in your car without a seatbelt.
Seatbelts, I ask kids, what's the biggest issue? You guys know what the biggest problem with the seatbelt law in Wisconsin is? Do you know what the fine is?
$10, I don't
$10
know.
$10.
Is it $10?
It's $10, yeah. If you cross the border to Illinois, I believe it's close to $150. So I always tell them that's the biggest problem, because who's going to not wear a seatbelt because they're worried about $10 fines? So I wish they would up that. But I, you know, the amount of videos I show and the amount I stress, and I tell them, you know, I told you this already, but that is by far number one. If something bad happens in the car, your best chance to survive is to have that seatbelt on. We had a teacher that, a science teacher that's retired. He was a fire chief in Union Grove, and he said, he told me for 22 years, he would go to different traffic accidents where people were killed. And he said, in 22 years, twice, he had to take a seatbelt off of a dead person. He said twice. He said every other time it was somebody that didn't have a seatbelt on.
Well, the manufacturers of cars do something interesting. They put that annoying bell that won't stop.
Yeah.
And
it does help.
Just to shut it up, you want to put your seatbelt on.
Our driver's ed car, you can't shift until the seatbelt's on. You can't.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Mm. Was that built into your car especially?
No, ours is just, we just buy the car, but the newer cars, a lot of them have that. So.
And you get that brake, the passenger side brake.
I do.
Which I would love to have, but I'd be stopping the car every few seconds. I was going to tell you my story. So I got a car for my senior year in high school. I didn't get a car. I used my mother's car. So I got my license, and now you're the magnet. All the kids love you. All the people that wouldn't talk to you for the first 3 years in high school will now want to be your best friend. So we have the senior carnival. It was a Saturday night. And the kids say, hey, can you drive me home? And the prettiest girl there said, oh, can you drive me home too? Of course, everybody else out. She wants to drive home. So I've got four kids, and I go to start the car, and it won't start. And we're waiting and waiting. Finally, they all vanish, you know, because they want to get to where they're going, parties and everything. I'm all alone. I go to a payphone, call my mother. She comes down, get this, in her bathrobe with curlers in her hair and a jacket over her bathrobe. I said, oh, thank God nobody saw her. And she starts the car right away. I flooded the car. And these are older cars, yeah. You know. And I flooded the car. She started it right up, and she was angry because I woke her up to get down there to the high school and start the car. So I went home alone. But thank goodness, because my mother, I didn't want to see, nobody wanted to see that picture. So that was my driving thing. So when we had our senior prom, a lot of kids, we had it at the World's Fair, the old 65 World's Fair. A lot of kids drove to Queens to go to the thing. I said, no, you know, I don't want to drive. Let's take the bus. I mean, you're driving at night. You're driving with a lot of kids on the road. You know, no alcohol, but still. So we took the bus to play it safe. And, you know, you don't have to drive everywhere.
No.
There's public transportation. If you have to go somewhere, it's going to be late at night. You think you might be tired. So a couple of us took the bus.
I do believe Uber, you know, those companies like that have helped with, especially the drinking and driving. I really do think that's helped a lot, where people will be out and they will just Uber somewhere. Or what's the other ones? I don't know what the other ones are, but
taxi cabs.
Yeah, well, taxi cabs. If you're not in a city that has a lot of taxi cabs, but yes, taxis are great. But it seems like that's changed a little bit. I think that has helped.
Thank you, Tom Nitter. Sure. Tom Nitter from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission, always putting these shows together. I really do appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for having us on. I would refer people to take a look at the website. It's got the poster on there, and it's got a couple of links. One of them is to the app that Jeff talked about. The other thing would be, if people want more information about teen driving safety and some of the statistics in Wisconsin, as well as so many other things, Wisconsin DOT does an excellent job of putting the information out there. And we've got a link on the poster that people can at least get the information.
Anyway. Thank you, Jeff Urban, Union Grove High School Driver's Ed Program.
You bet. The one thing I do want to—I was talking to Tom about, too, is if you ever go to—you could just Google community maps— and you can take a look at how many accidents have been in the state for the year. You can check any year. And when I just checked it this morning, 50 as of today, just this year in 2025, 56 teens have been killed on Wisconsin roads. So just, you know, that's one reason why I'm here, and one reason I, you know, wanted to come on here to promote, you know, safe teen driving, because it's just so important. It started for me as helping out. I was helping my father-in-law, actually. He was encouraged me to get certified. My wife is actually certified to teach. She doesn't teach it anymore, but so we were just teaching it for the summer. It was just a summer job and make more money, but now it's definitely become a passion for me for the last 28 years to try to keep these kids safe. So I've, knock on wood, I have yet
that's
have
one of my,
sorry to, I've yet to have one of my students that I have taught get killed in a car accident at our
school.
Now, four kids have died and one teacher since I've been there in car accidents. So,
okay. If you missed any of this, it'll be podcast either tonight or tomorrow morning. You can listen to it. Just go to WRJN.com, wherever you get your podcast, search Don Rosen Show, and you'll see it up there. Thanks, guys.